Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.
Now, hypnosis and weight loss. Well, apparently they do, or they can, go together. Rosie Callaghan is from the weightlossclinic.ie and joins us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Rosie, will you just tell me, first of all, what is it that you do?
Thanks, Sandra, for having me on. So what do? We hypnotise people to change their relationship with food. So we are helping them change how they feel towards, say, the negative foods, so they no longer want them or crave them. And then you can reprogram them to enjoy the more positive foods. So we use hypnosis to access the subconscious part of the mind, where we store all those feelings and emotions towards food, for example, habits, beliefs, our protector, everything is in there, all our programming. So when we're in a deep trance in hypnosis, our subconscious mind doesn't actually know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. So we can actually convince our minds to change existing habits and false beliefs and the negative feelings, I suppose, that are holding us back from being the best version of ourselves. So, yeah, that's what we do.
I'm not going to lie to you, right? I'm a little bit skeptical about this now.
Right.
Is it a genuine psychological therapy, hypnosis?
It's so genuine. Now, Andrea, in fairness, I've been making an absolute idiot out of myself now if I'd been sitting here chatting to you. To be fair, hey, everyone, it's all a big joke, big scam. It absolutely is. And, you know, it's becoming more and more popular, but there's definitely people like yourself who are questioning, going, is she for real? Like, if you even look at some of the video testimonials we have, the likes of Sinead that is £75 off in 7 months. We have another girl with £55 off, I think, now. And what they're doing, they are coming to us with an open mind. They're coming with a will to change. They really want you to change their relationship. So when they come in with that great attitude, we can work wonders with them.
Yeah, I often hear, and I know of people that have, you know, have gone through hypnosis programs for say, for instance, to quit smoking, you know, or different things like that. And they say it's worked. But I just wonder, even that point you made there, is it not that you've changed your own mind before you started this and you've decided I'm, you know, going to reduce my food intake or reduce the amount I'm smoking on a daily basis or whatever? Is it not that mind change has already happened?
No, it's not. Like, some people will, I mean, take, I suppose, New Year's Day. You know, people start off with the right attitude, right? That's it. I'm giving up the sugar. I'm giving up the fags, giving up the wine, whatever it is. But usually you give them about 2 to 3 weeks and then our phones start ringing because they're relying on what's called willpower. And willpower is in the conscious part of the mind and it's only got a short-term function. So when that wears off, what are you relying with? I mean, that's why most diets fail. Now, diets will work if you commit to doing it for a full lifetime. You know, if you're going to stay on it, they absolutely will work, but you've got that feeling of deprivation and it just, you know, it's not a long-term fix. But when you get into the nitty-gritty, into the subconscious mind and change how you feel, like, I don't wave a magic wand and say never eat sugar again, like, ding! You know, it's not like that. But when people come in and they go, right, hit me, Rosie, right, so I'll relax them physically first and then mentally, and then I feed them the suggestions. So it's like we're convincing their minds together that they don't like the sugar. They don't like the greasy foods when they can see at a subconscious level the damage that it's doing to their health, to their image, to everything. Then when you bring them out of hypnosis, it's like magic. It's like a switch just went off and they no longer crave it. Like, I haven't had chocolate in 4 years. Right. And any of my friends, like, to hear that, they're probably laughing. Jeez, like, she used to eat so much of it in school.
Do you put that down to hypnosis?
Oh, 100%, Andre. Sure, I wouldn't be chatting to you now if I didn't.
And can you hypnotise yourself?
You can, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Are you hypnotising me now? Like, how, like, what actually happens during the process?
Never know. What happens? So,
well, if you want to, you know, hypnotise me into not eating, you know, sweets and high sugar content foods, I've no bother with that. I just don't want to end up, you know, barking or something towards the end of the show. That's my only concern.
Yeah, well, no, everybody does say that, in fairness. They come in and they're saying, don't let me go home like a chicken. And basically, I mean, it's the same method. Hypnosis is the same method where we bypass the conscious mind. And that's what we're doing. But on the stage, that has a purpose. But in the clinic, it's very, very different. So like to do it, what you're doing is you spend the first maybe 5 minutes doing breathing techniques, all right? And it's breathing exercises to relax physically. And then we spend about 10 to 15 minutes relaxing the mind. And we do that through confusion. And it can easily be done. You're very welcome to join one of our 6-week classes if you like. Jump in there and get rid of the sugar.
Right. So, yeah. So you're saying it's all through, so it's through breathing exercises initially.
The first 5 minutes, yeah. You're taking a deep breath, and when you're holding that breath, you're opening and closing your eyes, letting the breath down. I can show you in a few minutes if you want.
Yeah, go on. Give us a short rendition there now.
Do you want me to do it now? Are you going to do it with me?
Come on, I will. Yeah.
See, I can't see you. Okay, I'll trust you. Right. And if there's anyone listening, if you're driving or operating machinery or in charge of other people, do not do this following demonstration.
What about presenting a show? I just asked Fish.
We
might need to, if we go straight to an ad break, you'll know why, but go on.
Right, let's give it a go. Okay, so I want you to close your eyes and take a deep, deep breath. Fill up those lungs now. And I want you to hold that breath for a mental count of 10. Holding it. Hold it. Keep holding it. Mental count of 10. And as you slowly exhale that breath, I want you to imagine now that there's a wave of relaxation flowing from the top of your head, down your forehead, all the way over your eyes, down your cheeks, and your neck. Imagine that wave of relaxation now going further down your chest, your stomach, down your legs, and your knees, into your ankles and feet. And we can deepen this relaxation much, much more. So in a moment, I'm going to ask you to open and close your eyes. And when you close your eyes, allow this to be your signal for the relaxation to become 10 times deeper. All you have to do is to want it to happen, and you can make it happen very easily. So when you're ready, take a deep breath and hold that breath for a mental count, 5. And nice and gently open those eyes and close them and let that breath go. And let every muscle in your body completely
I'm absolutely
relax.
Terrified of what's going to happen when I open my eyes. I'm still thinking of a penguin bar though, Rosie, so I don't know, does that... I know there's one out there on the desk.
So that's just the start of it. Like that's how we start our process in every
it is
session.
Very, it's quite the, relaxing now, I'll give you that.
It's beautiful. It is.
So do you you know, I know you said you're from the weight loss clinic, but, you know, do you do other types of hypnosis? Is it the same therapy that you do, you know, for different things, or is this just for weight loss?
Well, it's the same process, as in getting people into hypnosis is the same. But when we're in there, we have a different way to work with people. So we have the weight loss clinic, but we also have our Irish hypnosis clinics around the country as well, where we deal with issues such as stress management, anger issues, PTSD, lack of confidence, quit smoking, depression, IBS. And the biggest one we have, and it's obviously increasing, is anxiety and panic attacks. That's the big one. And what we do, what makes us different to other therapies out there, is that we treat the cause of the problem. So instead of treating the symptom, we're revisiting the cause. So we go back to the first 7 years of life and find the root cause of what's causing people to gain weight or to drink too much alcohol, to what's causing their anger, their lack of confidence. Like we're knee deep in it, like from day one.
Okay,
like
so
we're 2 feet in.
That's interesting now, because we're talking, I suppose, today in particular about hypnosis and weight loss. And when you talk about the kind of first 7 years of your life, I would think that probably as a child I was quite healthy insofar as that sweets and treats and, you know, your kind of your fatty foods, they were something that we very rarely had. They were a treat. They were associated with maybe a birthday or a weekend, or there was novelty factor. They weren't something that we would have had regularly. So
Yeah. So what you're
is
probably
this payback
wondering
now
is
for the first
do?
7 years, Rosie. Is that what's That's happened?
Rewarding you. No, what it is, Andre, there's a bit of confusion there, I think, because the first 7 years, what we're going back to in the first 7 years, it's not what you ate. It's what were your emotions like? What was your relationship like with your parents? What was your, because we're all a product of our own environment. And in those first 7 to 8 years, our conscious mind hasn't kicked in. So our rational thinking, our analytical thinking, that part of the brain hasn't kicked in. So every emotion that's experienced there, you know, the child can't rationalize why certain things happened. So we basically have to get back to the root of where all these negative emotions, because people aren't 17 or 18 stone because of what their parents fed them when they were young. It's part, a lot of it goes back to the emotion, or there can be a trauma as well, even as they get older. But we'll always go back to those first 7 years. And I'd say in my practice anyway, 9 times out of 10, I will get the root cause in the first 5 years even. And their conscious mind can't remember that, but the subconscious stores it all. It's like the hard drive of your computer.
Okay.
You know, from the day you're born, everything is stored on it.
For people listening at home, I know time, unfortunately, Rosie, is against us, but if they That's want okay. to get more tips, and I have to say, you know, a lot of messages coming into here in the News Talk text line, actually, people talking about using hypnosis for drinking, another woman talking about her teenage daughter who's 15 and how it worked for her in terms of looking at a relationship with food. But what's your advice to people at home? Just kind of maybe simple steps they can do. I know you gave us the start of one of your classes there, but things yeah. that people can do at home.
Well, things that people can do, I suppose, for the weight loss end of it is just changing your relationship.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.